like a candidate talking tonight, Jim. Do you have any political ambitions statewide?
No, not at this time. You know, I don't close doors. People have asked me plenty of times, are you going to run for office? In my own hometown, there's a vacancy for mayor right now, and a lot of people have suggested my name, but as I've said, I'm not a candidate. I haven't made any decision as to what I want to do in the future. Politics is certainly something that I've been in. I don't know whether you decide to go in it, but I've been in it. I've enjoyed it. I think I've made some contributions, but I haven't decided on running for any office at this time, although it always remains a very distinct possibility.
In the event that Democrats, I assume you're probably a Democrat from your from your comments on Mr. Meskel.
I'm an independent Democrat.
But in the event that they might tap you and for some kind of state office, I assume you would probably go along with it.
Well, then again, you know, it really depends on the office. If I felt that I was capable of fulfilling the office, I think too many people they get a title thrown at them and they grab it without thinking sometimes, and I don't know if that's the best situation to have in government. I would be certainly flattered if anyone offered me anything. I don't expect it. I'm not looking for it. If it were offered, I'd certainly give serious consideration.
Okay, good enough. That's now, as far as your reappointment goes, I take it you don't think that your chances of being reappointed by Mr. Meskel are too likely.
Well, I don't know. Of course, you'd have to ask the governor. I'm available. I think I've worked hard. I think my performance record is equal, if not ahead of anyone else. I've had a near perfect attendance in my 3.5 years. I've gotten out to all the campuses. I've talked with people. I've never promised to do anything that other than to try and communicate their thoughts and opinions. The governor and I have not really disagreed on that much. We disagreed on tuition. I sometimes think that there's a little extreme budget cutting going on, but this isn't to say there hasn't been waste and there isn't need to correct some of the situations. I think that I could look forward to working with him. I don't see why we can't work. I don't see where in a democracy where a difference of opinion can't exist. That's what makes this democracy, having a difference of opinion, and it's what makes this democracy healthy. So, you know, I don't know what the governor's plans are. If he's maybe made up his mind already. I am available, as I said. I'm going to make that availability known to him, and beyond that, it's his decision. I would just ask that I be judged on my performance.
As far as Democratic governmental candidates go, who do you favor? What do you think of Mr. Babbage's candidacy?
Well, of course, Homer Babbage is an impressive man. I think it's really early to say who I'd favor. I don't have a favorite right now, to be very honest. I haven't really sat back and analyzed who's going to run. I know El Grasso's mentioned and Killian's mentioned. I think there's going to be a tough fight ahead for the Democrats, no matter who's nominated. I hear about Governor Meskel's unpopularity here and there, but I think, you know, there's a degree of popularity we haven't heard about. You know, a guy who makes a lot of enemies, they say he's doing something right. So maybe he's doing something right. I think it's going to be I don't think the Democrats can look ahead, do any easy sweep. And I think if they do, they're very sadly mistaken. I think the governor's going to give a very tough run of it. I think he's a tough campaigner. He's a very personable man to talk with. I wouldn't speculate at this time who the Democrats are going to run. I think there's a lot of points they can run on, a lot of issues they can run on. Now, whether they pull together and get behind one candidate or not, it remains to be seen. And so far, the Democrats right now have a lot of pulling to do, and I don't know who the consensus candidate can be.
Speaking of educational issues, as someone who's been involved in education, do you think this is something that's probably should be stressed in the campaign?
Well, I don't know if it's a campaign issue. I think it's an issue, period. I think that generally the people of the state have come to look at all of our institutions with skepticism. Some of them are questioning what's going on in them. And they're doing so rightly. I mean, they're paying for the colleges. I would like to see greater dialogue. I would like to see the colleges do a better public relations job than they're doing. There's got to be more communication with the public this evening. As I said, there should be more public involvement. It's a two-way street. I think people sit down and discuss their problems, they're going to understand one another better. You're never going to agree with everybody on everything, but at least if you have an understanding of what the colleges are contributing to society and contributing to the state, I think that we'll be in a better position. We've got to, and the colleges realize, we're not going to get everything we want. And no man should get everything they want. But I'd like to see a little healthier balance than there's been. And if education's an issue in the campaign, then it'd only be an outgrowth of it being an issue in the state right now.
Okay.